You are not making things easy. Oh my goodness. I was dedicated today. I was going to get work done and I was going to be a great work from home employee, and you're kind of ruining my plan. I mean, granted, I've been sharing a few things that I found on Reddit with you, and I mean, I guess they've been a little suggestive, maybe? I don't know, but you've definitely been making it difficult to pay attention today. I mean, this morning there were all of the sweet texts and comments about waking up with me, and I mean, that just made me wish you were here, and then I had to get up, and God, there were meetings, and they were so boring. Which, I mean, it's why I went to Reddit, which, again, I think is your fault, because you had me thinking about all the things we'd be doing if we were together, and then I wanted to go see if I could find some of them, so that's how I wound up on that subreddit. It's not that I was, like, intentionally trying to tease you, it's just that I did find a couple of things that I thought we would be very good at. I mean, there was the one video of the woman cooking, and he just comes up and pulls her leggings down and lifts her up onto his cock. Oh, I watched it at least 3 times before I sent it to you and asked you if that's something that we could do. God, your response was so quick. Fuck yes. So we're definitely doing that later. Oh my goodness. Oh, and then I found the other video. God, where she was just getting inches and inches of cock in her tight pussy until he pulled her off and pushed her to her knees and she put her mouth on his dick. And then he came in her mouth and she showed it off. Oh God. Like, I sent it to you before I even saw the end of the video. Like, I didn't even know she finished him that way. But, oh God, and when you told me that's exactly how I would take your cum, oh, that's exactly how I would finish Daddy off, oh my. And then we finally made it to lunch, and I thought, okay, this is good, we'll just talk at lunch, and it'll be enough, and things will be fine. But it wasn't enough, because then at lunch we started talking about how wet my pussy was. Oh, I have a confession. It is still every bit as wet as it was. Oh, I have a finger on my clit right now thinking about you, and it's so wet. So very sticky. Oh God. Oh, because at lunch we started talking about how we could lock the doors and turn the TV up and just fuck like animals. Oh, you have no idea how bad I need that right now. But then after lunch, things were supposed to settle down. You know, we were supposed to be getting back to work and being respectable. And we definitely did not do that. Shame on you. I mean, the first thing you did was go into the bathroom at work and pull your pants down and hold that cock out for me to see. Oh, when you sent me the picture of you in the bathroom at work with your hand wrapped around your dick. Oh God. And all I could think about was you bending me over the bathroom counter while you were at work, and all your coworkers were outside wondering what was taking you so long because you were burying your cock in my pussy. Oh, God. Oh, I'd have to be very quiet, so your hand would have to be over my mouth because, you know, I'm not very good at quiet. Oh, I think the louder the better. Oh, but it didn't stop there, because then you were telling me exactly how hard you would fuck my pussy. Oh, I knew you'd be gripping my hips, and you'd leave marks on me, and you know how much that turns me on. God, to get marked and branded and owned. Oh. Oh, God. We talked about your hand smacking my ass, spanking it till it was red. Oh, and your fingers on my hips just digging in until there were bruises. And your mouth on my neck, biting me, marking me. I have things I have to do. I have work to get done, and I can't because now I'm just sitting here rubbing my pussy through my pants because I just need you to come home early. I need you to come home early. Walk through the door and bend me over the first thing you see. Oh, and slap my ass. Oh, reach around and finger my clit. Oh, God, that reaching around to play with my pussy lips. Yes. Oh, and then spreading me, my ass cheeks apart, and sliding into my cunt. Oh, my God. I'm gonna have to play. This is all your fault. You're so bad to me. I'm getting messages from work asking where I am, and I can't tell them that I'm distracted because I want Daddy's cock. I can't tell them that I'm over here thinking about getting a toy out of my drawer because I need to come for him. I keep grabbing my cunt. I'm pulling up on it. Daddy. I'm gonna need all of your attention tonight. So I hope you have nothing else planned because my pussy is gonna be dripping wet until you fill it up. And then we can both drip out together. Oh.